Get road trip ready with a service checkup at your local Chevy dealer. They can save you time and money and get the job done right the first time, worry-free. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for current service specials or to schedule a test drive.
Former chairman for the Illinois Republican Party, former federal and state prosecutor. Pat, we discovered during the break that you do indeed have a Wikipedia page. We were talking about that. Did you?
You guys are bored, aren't you?
Yeah, we are. They came out with the most viewed pages of 2025. Charlie Kirk, of course, being the number one. And then we got to number two, the deaths of 2025. Pope Francis being most notable. Did you create your page? That's what we don't know. How do you get a Wikipedia page?
You know, that's been there for a long time. I did not create it. I'm not exactly sure who created it, but it's probably 10, 15 years old.
Hmm.
But I don't know. It's weird. I don't know who normally does create those.
Well, I don't know. We don't know. That's what we kind of got off on a tangent about, like, who adds to it? They said there are 250,000 volunteers. I find it hard to believe that people are that into it, that they volunteer their time to, but who knows? I don't know.
Well, they do. They do. You know, I've read it, and they do monitor it. That they'll say this is unverified or whatever. But I did not put it together. It's interesting that it still exists. But yeah, I don't think you can really rely on that.
Yeah.
Or I wouldn't cite it anyway.
Yesterday, you know, Pete Hegseth.
And you did look at mine. I did. I played in the NFL and won the Masters in 1979.
Impressive. Kevin Powell's laughing about that.
Yeah.
He's finally here on a Wednesday. And Kevin, why are you not at Halas Hall?
Well, the Bears played Friday, so the schedule got altered a little bit at Halas Hall, so I'll be there tomorrow, Thursday. Halas Hall visit.
Okay.
Pat, you weren't in the Tampa Bay Airport last weekend, were you?
I might have been. Why? Why do you ask?
Because we were stuck in the airport for like 2 days, and Bridget at one point goes, I think I just saw Pat Brady, and I've been meaning to ask you if you were at the Tampa airport. But you're more of an Arizona guy, so.
That was not me. That was me watching my Arizona Wildcats win both basketball and football.
There you go.
So, Pat, what do you take away from the Hegseth situation and the Venezuelan drug boats? Here's what happened yesterday. Jonathan Jackson, the congressman, was on the air. He's calling for the resignation of Pete Hegseth. I mentioned that to Leland Vittert. He's like, that's ridiculous. That's just a politician talking, which, of course, it is. But where do we stand with this, and what's your take?
The one indicator, the minute you see the president say, I have full faith and credit in Hegseth, he'll be gone in 10 days later. That's the last thing they do before they cut him loose. But my opinion is, I don't know how he survives this. It's not just the Venezuela thing. The Signalgate investigation came out today where he used an unsecured app and leaked information on the strikes of the Houthis in Yemen a couple months ago, including a reporter, which just outraged the defense community and put our troops at risk. And then this Venezuelan thing, I don't know what all the facts are yet. So, Leland may very well be right. This may not be what gets him removed, but the facts look awful bad. And it looks like if that second strike on those people hanging on the side of the boat was ordered by the Secretary of the Department of War, then he's going to have problems.
And is it the Department of War? Did Congress change the name, or is that just what we're calling it these days?
I just, I go back and forth. Next time I'll call it the Department of Defense. It's like the Gulf of Mexico, the Gulf of America. But, yeah, I can't see him surviving this. And the thing is, if you look at history and things have gone on, the cabinet secretaries are the ones that end up, going to prison if they're doing things that are illegal. So they don't get out of things like a president typically does if you look at our history. So I can't really imagine him surviving this.
Look, I can't even believe he got a cabinet position. When your own mother has a letter that, was published that she said you're not nice to women, and I'm sugarcoating that. I mean, just everything, all the baggage on this guy to begin with, and he landed that position, and he seems to have just stood up and pounded his chest for the past year. And if this takes him down, I'll be surprised, because he seems to be pretty solid in the president's cabinet.
Yeah, I think, though, we're getting to the tipping point where it's becoming a political liability. I mean, President Trump's approval ratings are the lowest for any second-term president since Richard Nixon. So he's really had a bad couple weeks. And, sometimes you have to remove somebody that's unpopular or controversial in order to help yourself. I could see that happen. But the reality is a lot of President Trump's, whether they love or hate him, is some of his cabinet picks were weak. And they were picked, like this guy, to do exactly what the president tells them to do, which is not really their role, but they do it, like our attorney general, Pam Bondi. Some of the other cabinet officials, too, that are just there to do whatever the president tells them to do. And I'm not sure that's the way it's supposed to be. But again, those are the ones that end up getting in trouble at the end of the day if they're doing things that maybe not be legal.
And, you know, he's trying to throw a very distinguished military man under the boat, so to speak, on this whole blowing up the Venezuelan drug boats, saying that he left. He didn't, you know, he wasn't there.
That admiral resigned, and he's head of Southcom, that whole Caribbean area. And if you've got the head of the military resigning, or head of the person in charge resigning, the military, I'm guessing, just reading the tea leaves, does not like what the Secretary of Defense is doing. So it's going to be really interesting. And in fairness to him, we got to see what the facts lay out. But they're both going to be called in front of Congress, and I hope it's in public.
Yeah, it would be nice to see some of this in action where we could actually watch it on TV. Not that everybody will, but for those of us who are interested, it certainly would make for something that we wouldn't want to miss. And the signal, can you imagine making a mistake like that where did he think he was in a private chat space and lo and behold, he wasn't? How do you make that mistake when you're the Secretary of Defense?
Fine. He shouldn't be there.
Yeah.
But again, he's a guy that'll do what Trump tells him to do. I mean, I watched the hearings. I think it was one vote that got him through. I think Marco Rubio's vote got him through. So I think there were a lot of questions raised about his qualifications. He's the least qualified Department of Defense Secretary in my lifetime. And when you do make mistakes like that, that means you shouldn't be there. The one that's really kind of, and he has really risen up, is Senator Mark Kelly from Arizona. Who's really a career military guy and an astronaut who said, you know, this guy is, I think he said yesterday, he's like a 12-year-old playing Army man.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty much sums up what he is. But this happens in administrations. You get bad cabinet picks, and they're usually out early. But I think the minute that this starts, the presidency, it's starting to hurt him politically, which I think it is, he'll be gone.
All right. Good to know. And we'll put a clock on it since you even gave us a timeline. I know you did so facetiously, but nonetheless, we'll see if it happens in 10 days, because why not clean up the house before the end of the year, right?
Yeah. And that's, again, when they come out and say, I wholeheartedly support them, that means they're getting ready to get ready.
Great to talk to you, Pat. Have a good
day. You too, Lisa. See you, Kevin. Take care.